where we drive discussions about the cogs and gears that run a selective high school in New South Wales. In today's episode, we will hear from current Year 10 students Hemish, Shrika, John and Tommy, who are here representing the creative and performing arts subjects of Penrith High. We're your hosts, Shamila
and Ree. We're diving into the frankly underappreciated creative and performing arts field and giving our guests the opportunity to talk about their respective areas, as well as expose any misconceptions that come along with completing art subjects in the junior school and for HSC. In the wise words of Professor John Keating from Dead Poets Society, it's important to acknowledge that engineering, medicine, and business are all noble pursuits, but poetry, theatre, and art, these are what we live for.
We were trying to come up with theatre puns, but they would just be a play on words.
Oh, really killed it. Ha ha ha.
Okay, no more art jokes, or they'll fall flat. Alright, firstly, tell us who you are and explain which creative subjects you take.
My name's Hemish. I'm in Year 10 and I took Junior Visual Arts.
Hello, my name's John and I'm in Year 10 and I took Music for Year 10.
Hello, I'm Tommy. I take Music as well as Drama in Year 10.
I'm Shrika and I take Visual Arts in Year 10.
Great. What do you guys love most about your art subjects?
One thing I love about visual arts is, like, obviously the creativity. There's a lot of different pathways you can take and different ways to, like, express what you want to express on, like, a canvas or, like, paper, whatever you want to do.
I like music because I'm good at it and I find it easy and enjoyable, and it's, like, one of my passions. So if I have to do work, I often enjoy what I do.
My favourite part of drama would probably just be performing. Like, I do enjoy rehearsing and devising, but being on stage is what I enjoy doing the most.
My favourite part of VA would probably just be getting to experiment with different art forms.
Yeah, all very reasonable answers, yeah.
So can you guys give our audience a little bit of insight into what a typical lesson might look like?
So for visual arts, like, you can either do theory or prac. Theory will usually be, like, taking a deeper dive into, like, certain artists or artworks, and we can, like, analyze them, or we can just talk about them and, like, provide each other our perspectives. And then I feel like prac lessons are where, like, a lot of the creativity is, like, shown, where, you know, you can kind of, like, draw or paint or sculpt, like, whatever, like, we're doing in class.
Yeah. Shrika, you've done VA as well. What do you think? What's your opinion?
Well, I think in Year 10 we get to, like, do the art forms continuously with less theory. We get, like, demonstrations at the start of the term, and then we kind of spend every single lesson just kind of working on our pieces of work, and I guess it's more fun that way, at least in Year 10.
Sorry, John, I didn't mean to cut you off. You can go. What about music?
A typical lesson in music would be we have the teacher, like, run through what we'll be playing or practicing to perform, and after, like, 5 to 10 minutes, we get right into the prac until the end of the lesson, practicing our piece and enjoying ourselves with different instruments. For a theory lesson, it would be like the teacher would go through, like, various different, like, types of music, and would understand them more, and we incorporate that into the prac by, like, maybe practicing the pieces that we learned in the theory lessons.
Tommy?
So generally, depending on what we're working on, we would do, like, maybe a physical warm-up, or just a, not a mental warm-up, but, like, a vocal warm-up, like, just warming up in general. And then we would either look at what we're going to be doing, like, on a slideshow, so, like, the methods of creating, like, a character and stuff, and how to be on stage without looking, like, uncomfortable or anything like that. And then for prac, we would sort of just rehearse as a group or devise as a group.
Okay, so in your opinion, what was probably the most memorable lesson you guys have ever had?
Boy, that's a tough read.
The most memorable lesson I've ever had in visual arts was in Year 8. We were doing pottery and we all had to make, like, ceramic pots. And I remember I had so much like progress on my pot. And then one of my friends, he like moved his hand and he just, like, smacked the whole thing. And then it, like, fell apart fully. His name's Andrew.
Oh, but, yeah. No, I made a mushroom for my pot.
I made a SpongeBob and then it just had a really whack starfish on the top.
Yeah, at least yours didn't have, like, a guitar on a mushroom, you know. But it was really cute though.
Didn't you have Taylor Swift?
Shut up. No, I didn't read. I told you that in confidence. Oh my god. Okay,
so I think we'll get more into the art space. So, Hamish, it's to my understanding that you did visual arts in the junior years, right?
Oh, yeah, 7 to 9.
So, can you explain some of the more artistic skills that you developed in year 7, 8, and 9?
So, like, from 7 to 9, like, of course, we were, like, going over the basics a lot. So, we learned, like, colour theory, like, what colours contrast with each other. And we also took, like, a bit of a dive into history of art and, like, different artists and different, like, eras. And then, like, I feel like, especially from 7 to 9, even if you, like, weren't good at art, a lot of it was, like, about effort. So everyone was kind of just, like, putting in effort to create, like, the best piece that they could.
Yeah, no, I agree. Shrika, do you want to add how these skills transfer into a senior space?
Yeah, I think in year 10, you get to look at a little more specific ways of art forms. So I think we started with more surrealist ideas, and we looked at etching and then still life and ceramics. And I think year 11 is kind of like a combination of everything you do before. So you do get to test out different art forms, and it's really like a year for experimentation. And then when you get to year 12, that's like the year when you get to do like the expressing yourself bit, where you pick your form of work, whether that be photography or drawing or literally anything. And then you can kind of just create like your own body of work, and that's kind of like the fun part of it all.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. So for both of you, tell us a juicy little fun fact about any artist you've studied during VA.
A fun fact that I learned in junior visual arts was that Pablo Picasso's first word was lapis, which means pencil in Spanish.
Oh, wow. wow, that's great. That's a great fun fact. Shrika?
I don't really have like a fun fact, but we did look at Salvador Dali this year, and he has really interesting and cool moustache.
Can we see? Okay. You have a
I think, yeah.
Our poor audience can't see right now, but just imagine the most fake-looking, drawn-on moustache you can ever imagine.
Yeah, it looks a bit 2D, actually. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll give you our audience some time to search up this guy's moustache. Okay, but following on to the other creative subjects, John, how do you think music here at Penrith encourages your passions outside of school?
Music here, like, and like the things we learn in class, like they encourage like my music passions to like create music as one of those artists, especially when you looked at like modern music and like we didn't look at hip-hop like particularly, but like the modern side of things, it inspired me to like make beats. And and I've been earning a little bit of money from that. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow, so it's kind of like a side gig.
Yeah, just like a little bit.
Yeah, but do you think we could get a demo? Like, you know, we could get like a little snippet.
Give us a show.
Yeah, but like...
Surely.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
If you want to do it now, you can.
You can now.
It's
going
to take some time to find it.
Okay, first. Maybe pull it up and then we'll see if we can get our audience to listen to it.
Yeah, so just adding on to that, what do you think your favorite piece that you ever played would be? Is it something that you made, or is it something that like teachers gave you as like a assessment or rehearsal sort of thing?
Well, like, I don't really have like a favorite piece, because like I enjoy like everything like equally. Oh yeah, I enjoy everything equally, but if I was to have a favorite piece, it would be almost like any hip-hop song. I could play on the drums, so it would be my favorite piece.
So you said your favorite piece was like hip hop and like...
Yeah, because like I can like play like anything. Like you're not...
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I just find it interesting that you can make money off of this thing. Because I feel like a lot of people have the skills for it, but they don't actually go for that.
Well, like,
but I like
just,
that
like,
you took like the next step with
the
that.
Right promotion and like advertising. Like I learned from my business mastermind, Shrika. How to like advertise like well. And we've made a little bit of money here and there.
Oh, Shrika, do you have anything to say to that?
How do you feel about
the rumors?
I don't know where you got this business information from. I'm no master.
All right. So moving on to Tommy, what do you think introduced you to the world of theatre and musicals as a drama kid?
So my mum did drama in her early high school and really enjoyed it, but her parents were quite strict, so they didn't let her do musical drama for HSC. So she was always like, when I was growing up, like not really in primary school, but at the start of high school, she was like, you should get into this, because I really enjoyed it.
Oh,
and
that's really sweet.
Yeah. And from year 7, I enjoyed it a bit. And then year 8, I met a few friends in the year above me. And I enjoyed doing stuff with them. And so it's sort of just grown since then.
Yeah, you know, actually, as a part of multimedia, Shrieker and I mean, I don't, Reed didn't see at the time, but Shrieker and I saw Nevermore at least like 4 times.
Yeah, did it get any better?
No, it was really good. It was actually really good. Actually, I don't know if the audience wants to know this, but Tommy kept asking for like solo, like pictures of his face during the promotional bits of Nevermore. I think Shrieker can confirm that.
Yeah, there's like quite a few portraits that we got forced to take. They're actually not too bad. It was a cool musical though.
Tommy, do you have a favourite musical?
I haven't seen heaps, and I've only been in 2, but I did like Nevermore a lot, not just because I was in it, but as I understood like the lines, because it's quite complex, like most of the lines are like poetry.
Yeah.
As I began to understand it, I quite enjoyed it. But I've also seen Hamilton, which was quite good as well.
Have you seen it like in real life? Like the performance, or just like a recording of it?
Oh no, I've seen it in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
You know, I'm actually really curious. Do you believe in theatre superstitions? And did any of those like end up coming true?
What would be a theatre superstition?
Like, you know how like you're not allowed to say like Macbeth on stage, otherwise something bad happens?
Seriously?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Why do
like,
I
maybe,
know this?
Maybe like stage
that...
fright or something. You know, like some kind of superstition that, you know, you might mess up if you did this one thing. Okay, I'm guessing no.
I'm not really sure about the like Macbeth superstition where you're not allowed to say it.
Wow, plot twist. Reed's more of a theatre kid than you are. Anyway, no. Actually, I was curious. You mentioned vocal warm-ups. Do you think you could give us a demonstration?
No, not really. My voice is a bit dead at the moment.
Oh, that's what the warm-ups are for, though. It's okay. All right, John, what about you? You're laughing a lot.
So, I mean, actually don't sing songs. So.
But you do music, don't you? I'd imagine you'd have some, like,
Like, my vocals are, like, kind of, like, bad.
Oh,
so
I don't know about
that. I don't really, like, warm up. I warm up on the instruments that
okay.
I play.
I see. It's fair enough.
Yeah, I guess we'll move on to misconceptions now. So, what are the common misconceptions you guys hear just about your subjects?
I think the main one is that Kappa subjects are easy. I mean, for people
yeah,
that
definitely.
Enjoy them and that are talented at them, it is, I think, easier than other subjects where you have to always be working hard. But for most of the people that are saying it's easy, I don't think that they would be able to do what we do.
Yeah, no, I actually agree with that. I feel like the work ethic is crazy what you guys put into, like, you know, your projects. John, what about you?
The biggest misconception would be, like, everyone thinks, like, music is, like, just, like, a subject, you know? Like, it's not that great of a subject, but, like, it's not going to get you anything like, good in life. But, like, if you're good at it, then you'll be able to do, like, well in it. And, like, for those who enjoy it is why you pick it. And it's, like, a really fun experience. And you get to, like, improve your creativity.
Hamish, what do you think?
I feel like both Tommy and John, like, really spoke about it well. I feel like a lot of people might, like, pick Kappa subjects because they say, like, oh, it's an easy A in the HSC. But I feel like if they're saying that, it'll probably be because they're good at it or they have passion for it, because I feel like passion creates talent. Like, if you really like something and enjoy it, then you're bound to get good at it.
Yeah, Shrieker, do you have anything to add?
Well, like, in terms of misconceptions, I've had, like, 2 versions. Some people say VA is, like, way too much work and it isn't worth it, and some people say VA is super easy and it's just through grades and it's not, like, a real subject, which I think is very untrue because there is, like, a lot of skill required, and, like, if you look at the quality of work in, like, a year 12 body of works, they're insane. They're really, really good and, like, better than, like, some artworks I've seen elsewhere. So I think that's untrue. But also in terms of it being way too much work, I think it's not that much different. It's, like, it's enjoyable when, like, you really pick an art form that you truly like. And I see, like, a lot of the year 12 VA students come to school way earlier, work in the art studio. And sometimes when I do go into the art studio, I do get to see some of their works, and they're really cool.
You know what? Like, I get really annoyed as well when people say, you know, Kappa subjects are, like, easy marks. Because if you guys saw my music grades in year 8, you would not be saying that. I promise you.
Yeah, honestly, I do believe that the year 12s, especially at our school, they're extremely talented. Also, a little random tidbit. John, what instruments do you play?
like I play a lot of instruments, so if I was to name them, I play drums, a piano, saxophone, bass guitar.
Wow.
And like the other guitar, like where you just strum the chords, like acoustic guitar. And I can play like a little bit of like lead guitar, like soloist. I also play accordion.
Accordion?
Yeah, because I like one of my pastors just gave it to us.
Yeah.
And I just learned it like in a few days. So I can play that as well. I used to be able to
That's talent.
Why are you so humble about it? I would never shut up if this is me.
And also, I used to play like a bit of trumpet.
Oh wow! Where do you have all the time to learn this, do you think?
Like when I was young, it just like comes within a matter of days for me, and then I just have to practice it like seven
That's
days
insane.
A week, and I practice one instrument in the 7 days.
What's your favorite one?
I would say like piano, cause like I can like do whatever I want in it. Like it just comes more naturally to me than any other instrument. Second, like close competitor would be like drums. Because it's fun to bash the...
Yeah, I'm yet to hear John play piano. I'm actually really sad. I think everyone's listened to it. And I hear a lot of good things about it.
I think I'm going to play in the Christmas performance.
Really? Okay, I'll make sure to be there. I'm curious to know, what do you guys normally hear whenever you tell people you're doing an art subject? Like, what comments sort of follow it? You know? Hamish, do you want to start us off?
Can I go after?
All right, okay. What about one of you guys? Jump in.
They normally think that it's a random subject and it's not like really good. Only a few people in our school like really appreciate the subject in year 11 and 12. Like majority of the school, like they don't see music as one of those, like it is like a pretty good subject for those who find interest in it.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people when they hear that I'm doing drama just think, oh, you know, he's a drama kid, which is like a pretty common stigma. But I think that it's a good subject if you're interested in it, but if you're not interested in it, then there's no point like trying to do it, because I think even though it is slightly easier if you're good at it, I would say that it's quite like Kappa subjects are quite specialized subjects, and so like, yeah, I don't even know.
Actually, you know what, on that note with drama, I think drama is one of the subjects that I think a lot of people in this school would really kill at and do well, but they just don't, you know? Maybe because of that stigma around it, or because they're nervous and like, I don't know, even those superstitions that Reet mentioned. But yeah, because I myself, you know, I'm kind of like bummed that I missed out on the Nevermore musical. I feel like because I wanted to do it, but I had a lot of doubts about it, you know? And now I regret it. I do.
I do want to hear you sing.
Oh.
Will you give us a vocal warm-up demonstration?
You know what? I'll do it if John and Tommy do it. That's it. That's my only condition. Okay.
Also, shockingly enough, back in like junior years, I was like, the first thing I asked about the school was if I could do drama. But then when I actually got into like doing subjects at school and picking my electives, I was just so scared to do it. So I ended up not doing it.
But do you think juniors are a bit more like, you know, free with that? Like, them, you know what I mean? Because they're less strict about, oh yeah, it has to be this subject. I feel like as a junior, you're like, I want to do food tech, I want to do drama, I want to do VA. What do you guys think? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Obviously when you're young, you just want to do like the fun. Obviously when you're young, you just want to do the fun subjects, like food tech. Get to eat the food that you make, which I would enjoy. And like for like
yeah.
Drama, you get to like perform and act like whoever you want to act. But like as you get older, you like mature and like if you do like it, you could go for it, but
yeah.
Like some people are scared because like of like making fun of or
exactly, like why lose that skill when you have it.
Honestly, I feel like a big piece of advice for the juniors listening, do what you want to do in your junior years. Like, this is the time for experimentation.
But you know, that food tech comment was so real, because I was talking to Sukman about this the other day. Like the apple, what's it called, the apple cinnamon muffins that they make at food tech has been like,
oh my god, those
it was
are actually
incredible.
Amazing.
It was actually incredible. I'm so sad. I wish I did it this year.
So for those of you doing these Kappa subjects for your HSC, you know, in very Mr. Vassallo fashion, do you have any thoughts, concerns, burning desires going into your senior years?
I mean, not really. I think we kind of know what we're getting into. But I think most of us would be pretty excited to get a chance to kind of look
like slightly more into the specifics, and then it's also a bit daunting just because, I guess, of the fact that you have to like create like a huge body of work, and but otherwise it's like pretty cool experience.
Yeah, I can imagine.
What about you, John?
Not really. Like, I've asked some people like that do it in the school, and they pretty much like just told me about it, and I'm pretty confident that I will do good in year 11 and 12.
I have a few friends in the year above that are doing drama who I get advice from, and I can get advice from in the future. So I think that I'll definitely go to them with help because they're also quite good. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just a curious question. If your, you know, Kappa subject came with a caution warning, what do you think it would be?
So I feel like, especially for Kappa, one thing I would probably like, you know, I'd give people a heads up would be there's like a lot of talent in it. I feel like sometimes it can kind of make you like not feel too good about yourself, especially after an assessment. I remember we had to create like an A3 painting, and then mine, it was like all right. But then I look at other people, like I look at Sinturi's, I look at like Jeremy's. It was like, it was amazing. Like they were so good. And obviously like I would want to work to that, but it's like, you know, like these people, they're like, some of them are insane, and I'm sure it's the same for like music.
So cool.
Yeah, I can imagine the imposter syndrome would go crazy in like Kappa subjects. How about the rest of you?
Yeah, we're against the rest of you.
I would say that for drama and probably music and visual arts as well, it's not all prac. There's also a bit of theory involved. And for me especially, I don't really enjoy the theory aspect, but you got to do the theory to do the prac. And so just make sure you're prepared for that.
Wait, I'm curious, what kind of theory do you do?
So most of it is studying other plays and other playwrights and other performances of the same character, just to figure out how you're going to make the character. Because every time someone plays the same character, they do it slightly differently.
So it's kind of like studying your part and like method acting, you know. Actually, maybe not method acting. Actually, do you guys method act? Do you think that's...
In year 10 drama, we haven't got to method acting yet. But I do very much like the idea of method acting.
Shrika's shaking his head, but I think that's a very valid question. Thank you very much. Shrika, what would your caution warning be?
I think it would be similar to what Tommy said, just about like the theory, because you do get to look at a lot of artists, which isn't too tedious. It's a lot of fun. You get to look at people with cool moustaches. And also, when you do have to look at different art forms, and like it's not one that you were thinking of considering for like year 12, like still continue to try, because if you're just going to be lazy, obviously you're not going to do that good at it. And you have to be quite patient and be persistent, because who knows, you might find something out of the blue that you really like, and you're better than you thought you were at it, if that makes sense.
No. Yeah, that's really insightful. John, have you had time to think?
The caution warning I would give for music would be like theory as well. Because like when you do the prac, you're so like happy, like because you'll get to actually like play the instruments and like experience it. But like then all of a sudden you just have to like sit in one place and like, listen to the teacher, but like it's quite useful, like the theory, and especially when you have to incorporate it into the practicals. But I would say like just be prepared for like a less happy side of music.
So you guys all have the same caution warning.
So real quick, how big a role do you think that your like passions and interests played in you like choosing and continuing to choose these Kappa subjects compared to, let's say, the maths or sciences? Like, how much did your passions influence how you did well?
So like obviously I love music a lot, and like I'm good at it, so it was like pretty chill subject for me, and like I would enjoy what I do, and like already the stress in year 11 12 it won't build up for me, because like it's chill and it's a good subject for me as well. That's why I picked music as like a first priority.
Yeah. Tommy, what about you?
Well, I think that I was sort of torn about choosing drama next year. The main influence was probably like what other subject I would do over it, but there was also the influence of doing drama and what like people would think of that. But that wasn't a strong influence, I think. I sort of put that aside because I knew that I needed to choose subjects that I was good at, because it's the HSC. And I don't get my ATAR based on what people think of my subjects. And so yeah, I chose drama and music. And I think that I'm going to do well in both of them. And so, I think that's more beneficial than choosing like a science subject that I would have to work hard for and I wouldn't enjoy as much, because if you enjoy a subject, that's like automatic motivation to just do the work.
Yeah, fully agree.
Go ahead.
Like I chose music to like because of like Mr. Rose, like a shout out to Mr. Rose, because like he's like really good and like I enjoy like playing with alongside him, especially like band and everything.
Yeah, we'll miss Mr. Rolls.
Yeah, Mr. Rolls, you're amazing.
Yeah, but you know what, quickly, back to what Tommy was saying, I think that was really insightful, you know, the part, because it's, you're the one doing your HSC, right? So, yeah, I think that subjects are just going to forever be a controversial thing this time of the year, but, I feel like at that point, if it's something that you enjoy and you know you can do good in, that's way better than something that might, you know, you might not do as well in, but has a better reputation with most people.
Yeah, so Shuga and Hamish, what about you guys? How much did your passions influence your choices?
I mean, I think I definitely knew I was going to do VA because it's something I have a lot of fun with. And then also because we have really good VA teachers, Mr. Wallace and Miss Berry. They're really good, so it was kind of an easy choice. Also, like, picking over something like science, I'm not a fan of the sciences. I'm not that good at them.
Seriously, same.
So it really would make no sense to pick something like biology, which I wouldn't do that good in, and then try really hard for it when there's something like VA that I have fun with and I can do quite well in, so it wasn't like that difficult of a choice.
And you're not doing biology next year?
No.
Really?
Yeah,
what?
I'm saved.
Aww.
I'm saved.
Aren't you also not doing any sciences, Shamila?
I'm doing bio.
Oh, me too.
Oh, oh yeah. Hamish?
Also, I feel like for visual arts, there's like a lot of passion that like came into play like when I was choosing my subjects. Because I feel like this goes for all Kappa subjects. Like, they may not be something which like us as humans use like every single day in our lives, because like commerce, like as adults we're gonna have to go through a lot of commerce. Like, you might need to do simple math equations. English of course is useful, but I feel like Kappa in that field is kind of underappreciated. Like, a lot of people don't like think about it, but like a lot of people listen to music, a lot of people like to draw, a lot of people like drama. Like, I've seen so many people, like, sometimes in class, you know, when they get bored, they just like to draw. Like everyone in this room I've seen do it. I've seen, like, Satvik, Stacey. I've seen so many people just, like, draw. I feel like passion really comes into play when you're, like, choosing your subjects. And it definitely came into play for me when I was choosing visual arts.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
All right, so music kids, do you guys have any thoughts on Beethoven being deaf?
I don't know. I couldn't hear the question.
Wow, Hamish is really... That was so bad, it was good.
Maybe that was the joke that really, you know, fell
flat. Fell flat, yeah. Okay, John, once you recover, please do answer the question.
I don't really have any thoughts on Beethoven being deaf, because... I mean, like, his music is, like, wonderful, and, like, it's fun to play. I didn't even know he was deaf until now.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know.
John and Tommy, do you guys think you have any pre-performance rituals or traditions, maybe?
Before, like, I start, like, a big performance, I normally, like, pray and, like, commit it into God so that it gives me confidence, and I often play very well in the performance.
Yeah.
Well, with music performances, I don't really have a ritual, but backstage for drama performances, I sort of just picture like how I want it to go in my head. And generally I'm pretty prepared. So I'm sort of just thinking about, instead of what I'm going to do, like how am I going to make it good for the audience? Because that's really the aim of performing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm trying to think of rituals that I would have. Okay, John, bit random, but do you think there are any pieces that stuck out to you with an interesting context or story behind it, like sort of like for release?
One a real musical piece with the funny and quirky context is the Surprise Symphony, also known as like Symphony Number 94 by Joseph Haydn. The story behind it is quite amusing because like in the 18th century, Haydn was working in London where he gained immense popularity, and during one of his concerts, Haydn noticed, like, when he was playing, that his audience would, like, slack off during, like, the peaceful parts of his, like, composed pieces. So, since he was, like, a playful composer, he decided to have a little fun with the listeners While he was composing Symphony No. 94, he wrote a particularly soft, gentle second movement that would lull the audience into a relaxed state, perfect for dozing off. Then out of nowhere, all of a sudden, a loud chord to jolt the audience awake. This unexpected surprise gave the symphony its nickname, the Surprise Symphony, and made it Haydn's most memorable work.
And you just knew this the top of your head?
Yeah, because like I just had to like dig it out, like, you know,
go through my thoughts
and like find
okay.
I've played this.
I was gonna say it's called a Surprise Symphony, but you seem very surprised to know about this. Come on, no, that is interesting. Actually, that was funny. Come on. Anyway, thanks, guys.
So for Hamish and Shika, do you guys think that after doing VA in year 9, that many people drop it in year 10? And if that is the case, why do you guys think that happens?
I mean, a lot of the people in my class right now, I think they didn't in year 9. I didn't pick it in year 9 because I wanted to try some other subjects. But Hamish, you dropped it in year 10, so I think you should answer
Yeah,
this.
Maybe you should answer this question.
I feel like one of the main reasons for dropping it in year 10 for me was, like, as Shrika said, like, the other subjects. Because in year 11 and year 12, I want to do, like, a lot of, like, commercial subjects, like eco, business, legal. And, like, I also wanted to take a science, which is, like, bio. So, like, in order to, like, make space, I did kind of have to drop visual arts. Although it's, like, a really great passion of mine, and I will continue to do it for the rest of my life, you know, like, whenever I want something relaxing or, like, I'm bored. But, yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. So, do you paint when you're bored or to relax?
I paint whenever my, like, sister, like, wants me to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like,
oh,
sometimes.
Oh, that's really sweet.
It doesn't happen that often. We usually, like, end up, like, arguing, but, like...
yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, is painting, like, your main thing that you like to do? Or is it, like, drawing or sketching and stuff?
I feel like it's painting. It's, like, a lot of effort. Like, you know, you have to, like, get up with the canvas and, like, the paint. So I feel like sketching, for me, it's just easier and it's more convenient because you can literally do it, like, whenever.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I do that a lot as well, like, just in my free time, I'm always, like, doodling little things.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Okay, to wrap things up, if you had to give an elevator pitch on your subjects, what would it be like?
Well, I mean, I think all you need to know about visual arts is that you get to try a bunch of art forms, and you get to choose what you like, so you can spend about a year in year 11 figuring out what you like, and year 12 is just the year where you get to express yourself. I think that's the cool bit of it. There's a good balance between theory and practice. Guess there isn't much else you need to know.
For music, I would say it's more like tailored to your interests, so that like you don't feel like bored in the subject. For example, like in year 10, we do like we get to perform two of any pieces that we want, and we get to like make a piece ourselves. And in year 11, we can either pick music 1 or 2. One would be like the more like contemporary, like the songs where you can make it and like play them, not necessarily like sight reading music, but for people who enjoy sight reading and like have a straightforward look toward the music, you can pick music too, where you would be able to like just sight read the pieces, like classical pieces, if you enjoy them and like analyze them and that.
I feel like the best thing about visual arts, which I could tell anyone, is that it's just fun, like in general, like even when you're meant to be studying, sometimes you get like distracted and you start like doodling or whatever. Like literally now you can do that like guilt-free. And not only that, you're like learning while you do it. So I feel like, honestly, visual arts is just fun. Like if you enjoy it, then take it.
I am sold.
I think for drama, along with being like a fun and reasonably chill subject, acting is actually the only job where pretending to work is doing the work. So that's pretty fun.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for being on here today. It was really great to have you.
Do you guys have any shout-outs to our wonderful Kappa faculty teachers?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to shout-out Ms. Goodman for being a great class teacher this year and making this subject a more even more enjoyable experience.
I want to shout-out Ms. Berry, Mr. Wallace, and Mr. Vassallo from Year 7 and 8. They made visual arts really enjoyable for me.
Yeah, along with Mr. Vassallo in drama, Miss Lawson as well. Both of them are really great teachers and make it very enjoyable.
And Mr. Earls, he's part of the Kappa faculties. I think everyone loves him.
Yes.
So that's it for today's episode of the Penrith Perception. We hope you enjoyed listening to the inspiring words of your community and culture. Thank you so, so much to everyone who shared their experiences and words.
Yep, that about wraps up our discussion today, so thank you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Penrith Perception, a podcast made by the multimedia team. To support us, feel free to follow us on Spotify. You can also find us on Instagram at the Penrith Perception for more news, behind-the-scenes materials, and upcoming episodes. This podcast was recorded on Darug land, always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
The Penrith Perception is mixed and edited by Shamila Faisal and Bethany Hoffman. Executive produced by Mirazvi Salika and Yashika Saravanan and Dimity Skardanis. Produced by Holly Kuriakos, Kavya Vishwanath. Scripted by Malina Hanna, Snigna Nishani and Sachika Chakraborty. Graphic design by Shreya Saratha. Music composed by Pritam Telugu.